But Illinois' growing fiscal problems might require more pain, as the governor is now asking lawmakers to go along with spending reductions of up to 8% for areas such as schools, colleges, and local governments. The impact could be severe, but Blagojevich spokesperson Kelly Quinn says doing nothing is not an option.
It's not going away. It's something that needs to be addressed. Our situation is bleak.
The General Assembly returns to the Capitol this week, and the budget is expected to be a hot topic of discussion. However, some lawmakers are already casting doubt the governor will be given the authority to make additional cuts, pointing out their lack of trust when it comes to Blagojevich. Quinn won't speculate on what action the governor will take if this plan fails. Blagojevich is on board with a proposal for short-term borrowing that will enable the state to continue paying vendors. The state's backlog of bills is nearing $4 billion. I'm Sean Crawford.
Indiana lawmakers gathering at the State House in Indianapolis for their General Assembly's Organization Day could discuss the top priority for the upcoming 2009 session, developing a balanced two-year state budget amid a slumping economy. Leaders of the GOP-controlled Indiana Senate say they want a balanced budget that protects education funding. Democrats who control the Indiana House say they will try their best to increase spending for schools. Lawmakers are meeting today for the ceremonial Organization Day, when all senators and representatives take an oath of office. Many lawmakers bring their wives, children, or grandchildren to the State House to watch the proceedings and snap pictures. Another major state university is bracing for tough economic times. Jenna Dooley reports.
Southern Illinois University President Glenn Pichard says his chancellors have been asked to cut costs and set aside money from their campus budgets. But with a majority of SIU's spending going for salaries, he hasn't ruled out layoffs.
We have told our chancellors on each campus to set aside 3% of the budget and don't do anything with it, just in case things fall through even this year yet. For the coming year, we'll have to do everything that we can, including probably, although we wouldn't want to, it'd be a last resort, looking at laying people off.
There are around 34,000 students in the SIU system. Pichard says the economy can also affect student enrollment, as many are unable to afford tuition. He says enrollment at SIU campuses is down by a couple hundred students. I'm Jenna Dooley.
A sales tax referendum for Champaign County schools only gained a handful of extra votes in absentee and provisional ballot counting today. The referendum was the closest contest in the November 4th election in Champaign County before late absentee ballots and provisional ballots that survived challenges were put into the mix. But it still lost by 262 votes. Administrators and school board members around Champaign County are now trying to decide what to do with future construction projects now that voters have turned down the 1% sales tax. A woman is suing the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles for refusing to issue a personalized license plate with the words, "Be God's." The suit was filed in federal court yesterday, the same day the Indiana Court of Appeals upheld the constitutionality of the state's "In God We Trust" license plate. However, the BMV prohibits vanity plates referring to race, religion, deity, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, or political party or affiliation. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader, providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
And now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's all quiet across the two-state area right now. Temperatures as warm as the low 40s, 41 degrees at Harrisburg in southern Illinois, and as cool as 24 degrees in Goshen, Indiana, where the wind chill factor is currently 17. And I'm sure there's still some snow on the ground up across northwestern Indiana and southwestern Michigan, where some totals were in the 7 to 10 inch range from the lake effect bands that rolled in last night and started to taper off early this morning. And it looks like all of the lake effect snows right now are done for our area. They continue into the eastern Great Lakes, but the winds will continue to shift around to the south, and that will keep any lake effects from kicking back up across northwestern Indiana. Sunshine and cold conditions today. Our high temperature here at the WILL studios was 35 degrees. The average high temperature, 49. The average low temperature is 33. And again, we only surpassed that by 2. Our low tonight, we're heading down into the low 20s once again. With a clear evening, the sky will become partly cloudy, a light variable wind early becoming southerly at 8 to 16 miles per hour overnight. Tonight's low 23. Tomorrow, the high up to 48 degrees, but Again, it'll still feel chilly, especially with the wind out of the south to southwest at 12 to 24 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 29, a high of around 40 degrees under a mostly sunny sky on Thursday. A clear sky for Thursday night, and a low down into the upper teens, 17 in Champaign-Urbana. And then Friday, sunshine with a high temperature at 35 degrees. Willard Airport at the top of the hour was 32 degrees. The wind out of the west at 5 miles per hour, creating a wind chill factor of 27. It's 32 on Friends Plaza at 435.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 10 years ago, the tobacco industry agreed to do away with some of its most famous advertising icons.
The Marlboro Man will be riding into the sunset on Joe Camel.
That's Bob Butterworth, who was Florida's attorney general back in 1998, at the time of the multi-billion-dollar tobacco settlement. States got $246 billion in exchange for dropping lawsuits against Big Tobacco over the public health costs.